should know. I need to hear. I want to make my feelings clear. I find you irresistible. You're the one I wanna get to know. Give me unconditional loving. Give me all your kissing and hugging. Give me all the things I've been needing, hard to find. I know that you tell me you want me. I know I've been feeling real lonely. I only have one desire, to make you mine. For you to get with me, bring you ecstasy.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Today's show is brought to you by BagLady.com. That's where you can find iconic handbag styles from some of the most talented designers at BagLady. And you spell that BagLady.com. They have women's handbags to tote, from crossbody bags, shoulder bags, wallets, wristlets, backpacks, everything you need that's real stylish. Go to BagLady.com right now. And over here, we have these two lovely, lovely sisters over here. We have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm okay. Doing okay today. I want to thank everybody for the condolences on Instagram for my grandmother. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And over here we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, y'all. I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I'm hot.
Yes.
But I'm happy to be here.
Good. So, let me turn around. The Mink Slide. That's the Mink Slide album. Y'all go get the Mink Slide album.
Mink Slide,
big
boy.
You dig? Mink Slide still doing our thing. So, we're here. We're doing our thing. As you guys see, the coffee table book, the Ism Angels coffee table book, has been released. You can get it on ismradio.com, by the way. And also the ladies here, the lovely ladies, they're going to be selling some copies on the gram, along with some personalized items for all the loyal fans.
Don't call them thirsty.
Oh, now you're taking up for them. Don't call them
thirsty. Don't call them thirsty. They're just, they are kind of thirsty. No, I'm just joking. No, don't call them.
So how this is their first time seeing the...
This is our first time.
Yes.
Seeing the book.
Yes.
It is.
In its entirety.
Yes.
Yikes. I didn't even know we did all that, guys.
Yeah.
I did not realize what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm scared as hell, you guys. I'm scared.
It's very provocative. It's very provocative.
What were we thinking?
Like, if we can go back to that day.
Can we just take this back? Is it too late?
No. Y'all, look at the cover. Now, understand this. Don't be fooled by that damn cover.
Please.
All right? The cover is very luxurious and cute and classy. It's classy, but there's a little assy going on inside, too. But
it's a lot assy.
It's a lot of assy. It's a lot of, yeah, but y'all picked the pictures out, remember?
We did.
Yes, they did.
I don't remember picking those.
I wasn't in my right mind that day. I had a lot going on.
Yes.
It's crazy.
So you guys are going to see a whole another side of Bree and Layla. And this coffee table book, and it's a collector's item. This is something that you guys got to hold on to for a long time. There's only limited copies that were made, so these are going to be collector's items. You guys got to get them as souvenirs. You guys are going to really enjoy them. And if you're fans of the show, you're really, 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 really going to enjoy. You got to get them, especially dudes. Now, don't get no lotion or baby oil on there with your dick in your hand.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like
that. Why?
Don't mess the book up,
why?
Niggas. It is provocative. I'm letting you know now.
Oh, God.
Man.
It's a good book. It's nice, though.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad we did it, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. We did it as classy as we can get it. All right? We did it as classy. There's some shots of y'all busting it open a little bit. But
that was not my idea.
What about the one we did the whole leg up?
So now everybody's a background singer for Kurt Franklin. Okay. All of a sudden now, after the pictures. So now it's gospel fest up in here now. Don't back out now.
Oh, I'm actually back up singing for Yolanda Adams now, guys. Okay?
Lord, don't start backpedaling now.
Have you ever wanted to back out of something?
I'm going to sell some with my fishnet stockings.
Lord.
Y'all want something?
No,
I was joking.
Man. So Layla, what is happening out here in the streets?
let's talk about this movement called the Know Your Rights Challenge that went over on the weekend. It started by Van Lathan, Charlamagne Tha God, and Angela Rye.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys know the Madden 19 came out, and they bleeped Kaepernick's name out of YG and Big Sean's song. Without their knowing, by the way.
Yep.
And they started a Know Your Rights Challenge basically saying, instead of buying Madden, go spend the same money, $59.99, and put it towards Kaepernick's camp.
Yeah.
And a lot, and actually, over the weekend, they've actually raised $80,000 with the Know Your Rights Challenge. So that's a good challenge.
That's a good thing. Absolutely.
So I'm glad they started that. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Cap. Yeah. Shout out to Colin.
And it didn't take long. It was like a day or so. It was literally like
2 days, 80,000. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's how we can do if we come together, people.
Absolutely. Definitely contribute. I got to put something on that. Yeah. I got to put something on it, too. Because, Colin, he texts me the thing with EA Sports and all that, like right when it happened. And they try to play dumb like they didn't know, like it was some kind of glitch. And
it's back in there now.
Yeah.
It's back in there.
Yeah, yeah. So they did it before, by the way. That's the thing. They did it before last year. They bleeped and censored his name out of some of the games.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, they keep doing it on the low and then acting dumb like they don't know they're doing.
Here's the thing.
Oh, damn, there's a glitch.
What do you accomplish by bleeping his name?
That's just them trying to be slick and undermine him and try to erase him and the movement that he's created, because he brought a lot of heat, deservingly so, to the NFL. Mm-hmm. So they're doing little stuff to try to undermine him. And right now he's going through, you know, litigation because this was them. They all got together to deliberately get this brother out the NFL. Mm-hmm.
I just commend those people that like really, really comb through these things and find little glitches like that.
Yeah.
Because right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been noticed paying attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. I wouldn't have noticed this. So just like shout out to the people that's like 100 with it at all times. So,
yeah. And plus EA Sports and all these people, they're clicked in with the NFL. So somebody at the NFL called them and said, hey, take that nigga's name out. That's what happened. That's all that happened.
And that's exactly that what they said. Crazy. Probably verbatim.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like, take this nigga's name
off. Exactly.
Like the stuff that people give their energy to is fucking insane to me.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's insane. Just the minute things that people give their energy to is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So petty.
Yeah, but that's how white supremacy is. They're petty. Funny style like that.
Yeah.
Man, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
In really, really bad news for Chicago, which is 75 people were shot over the weekend. 13 people dead over a weekend.
Yeah.
What?
Now, I have no idea the significance to this weekend. Like, was it a little bit hotter in Chicago this weekend? Because, you know, they say the weather is what kind of drums up the violence.
Yeah.
But even past that, I just feel like it's something more going on. This is not your average gang members.
Right.
Because the neighborhood it happened in is the neighborhood that I grew up in.
Oh, wow.
Now, granted, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood where, yes, you will see somebody get killed right in front of your face. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit happens. But 75 shootings,
it's something real funny about
it's
that.
It's something past that. And it's bigger than the gangs.
I think the damn white supremacists got something to do with it. Number one, out there in Chicago last week, they had bait trucks out there. There were some people out there, the police, were putting trucks out there in Chicago filled with Nike shoes. And they would park it in black neighborhoods, hoping that they would go in and take the Nike shoes so they can arrest them. Fortunately, there were brothers, older brothers, following these trucks around, and then they were letting everybody in the neighborhood know.
Yeah.
And then the police came on out, and they were like, yeah, you got us. And the neighborhood was really arguing with these cops. So the fact that they got undercover cops all in these black neighborhoods with bait trucks trying to bait people in to do a crime, but you don't know who's doing all these damn drive-bys, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's bullshit. They're in on that. It's just the bottom line. And we've been knowing for years how the police would be in on creating these criminal situations.
Yep.
We hear about how guns have been left in alleys in Chicago by crate loads of guns.
Yep.
They did the same thing out here in L.A. So they're behind that. And we're just trying to crack the nut and see what exactly they're doing and how they're behind it. But they're 100% law enforcement is behind all this shit.
Yes.
And we got to see what it is and what's going on.
It's like, how many more marches can we do? How many more protests?
Yeah.
You know, how many more times can they shut down Lakeshore Drive? And if it's not going to stop, like, there has to be something else that needs to be done. There's something else, like, it don't even make sense.
Because, you know, they'll use that these shootings, just like as a way to say, okay, we're going to bring in the federal government and martial law, because that's what Trump has already been saying.
Yep.
So they'll try to use that to justify this. And this is why I'm so suspicious of who's actually doing these shootings. And again, I think law enforcement is involved, and along with the white supremacists and some of these militia groups, I think that they're involved in that. But, you know, we got to prove that, and it is what it is. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Okay, y'all remember Slim Thug? I ain't heard from him in a while, the rapper.
Yeah, so down in Houston. Shout out to Houston.
Houston, yeah. So Slim Thug was on a radio interview. This was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying that he feels like the relationship that Ciara has with Russell Wilson is based on financial stability. The only reason why he thinks that is because he's like, ain't no way a girl like Ciara is going to go from a future to a corny ass nigga like Russell Wilson.
And literally use those words.
Wow,
and literally.
Wow.
And that's, and I don't understand that. And Ciara, you know, kind of clapped back at him, and she's like, oh, so Russell Wilson is God-fearing, family-oriented, makes me laugh, responsible financially. Even when he's not present, he makes me feel present. Why wouldn't anybody want a man like that?
Boom. Yeah. And women upgrade. Women upgrade. You know, they fuck with a certain nigga, and then when they get older and then more responsibilities pop off, then they start making better decisions sometimes.
He was saying deep down, though. He was like, deep
down. I was about to say, I could low-key feel him a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
What? Yeah, I could feel him a little bit.
I can't feel him at all.
To a certain extent, right. But you can't, the thing about the Ciara situation is you can't type her to a dude because she dated Bow Wow.
Right, and then boom,
50 Cent. Like,
yeah. Oh, I forgot about 50.
Yeah, so it's like there's a wide spectrum of men here for you to say, oh, you can't go from a future to a Russell Wilson.
Women, they upgrade, they change, they change taste, they change style. Look at Eve dated Stevie J.
Sure
now
did.
She's married to a corny ass white dude.
Right.
I mean, he's white.
How y'all know he corny?
Oh, shit. This motherfucker look like he in the alt-right. He look like a Trump voter.
So, ain't he from overseas?
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's from London.
Yeah. And I'm not saying the dude is an alt-right. I'm just saying I don't want him like, you bloody bastard. No. But have you guys dated, Bree, have you dated like a corny guy before? Have you ever dated a corny dude?
Yes, I have.
She's like, absolutely.
So you are a testament that you can date, because you were a trap queen at one point,
no,
right?
No.
How you gonna put that mark on her?
I dated a trap dude before.
Yeah. So, and the corny dude, what did he do for a living?
He, at the time, we were in school. We was like just getting out of school.
Okay, so you dated him before the trapper?
Yeah, I dated him before.
Oh, okay, You upgraded to the trap.
No, I just I was just blinded by a situation. Like, I didn't really know he was a trap dude. Like, that was at my, like, young, gullible times. I didn't know.
Oh, please. All y'all know the nigga's trapping.
No,
you know, this
I
nigga.
Not,
nigga get up at 1 o'clock and he's driving a Lexus with rims and shit.
I didn't date trap dudes then. Like, I only dated corny dudes. So when this dude came around, I just thought
he
was a dude. That,
yeah. You started off with the corns?
Yeah.
Mm. See, mine's off.
Because I didn't even have a boyfriend in high school. So, like, I was I was still not a little girl. I was aware of myself, but I wasn't ready for boys and men.
You didn't go to the prom?
Yeah, I went to the prom. I went with a dude that asked me freshman year. And we never talked like the rest of the, well, we kind of talked, but not like in an intimate way or in a relationship type way. He just asked me. And then he reminded me, hey, you remember I asked you to go on prom and you said you would. I was like, okay.
Okay. And this was in the 11th, 12th grade?
This was in 12th grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So nothing popped off with you and the dude? It was just like prom date?
No, we just went to prom. Yeah.
So you didn't have really no dudes in all through high school?
I did not have a boyfriend. No, I did not.
That's
I was too
crazy.
Scared.
I've always had a boyfriend.
And Layla,
like literally, it's so crazy. I've probably had a boy. I had my first boyfriend. I never forget. He asked me out. His name was Lamond. Lamond Lee.
He must have been named after his dad or some shit.
That
old ass name. You see a little nigga named Lamond. He's a Lamond the third. He's named after his granddad. It's three of them niggas.
Lamond Lee. And I remember he was my first boyfriend. I was in the sixth grade, actually. That's my first boyfriend.
You were in the sixth grade?
My first boyfriend was in the sixth grade.
God damn. A sixth grade nigga named Lamond. That's hilarious.
That
to
is.
Me.
That's tough.
That was my first boyfriend. I had a boyfriend ever since. And yeah. Oh, but he wasn't actually, you know what? The guys in high school was nerdy. But then when I got out of high school and graduated, I dated trap dudes and then went back to nerds. So I'm a testament that we can mix it up.
Yeah.
So Bree, after you dated the trap dude, did you date a nerd afterwards or square? Not even a nerd.
I was about to say he wasn't a nerd, but yeah, he was kind of square.
Okay.
But he was a cool square. Like, he was the cool
guy. Okay, I have a question. Do you feel like you were more happier with the trap guy or the nerdy guy? Ooh, who made you the most happiest? Because Sierra look real happy right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She looks hella happy.
I'm not going to lie. I was happy with the stability and the comfort of the square.
Okay. CeCe. Okay,
but,
CeCe.
But
the trap dude, I can't say that he treated me nice, but I felt like the love was more genuine. Which is weird.
Wow.
In a weird way, like, I felt...
That means he was hitting it better than the square dude, the corner. He wasn't?
No, I wouldn't say better, but, you know, at the each situation is different depending on, like, you know, a lot of different things. So I wouldn't say he was hitting it better, but it was just a different type of connection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you feel like the square was more like, I don't want to say organized, but just not as spontaneous or something.
Yeah, he was.
A little more structured. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, very structured.
And like sometimes.
But you can appreciate that. Like, you know, you're growing. You want to level up. You want some stability. You want to, you want the
structure.
Especially
as Sagittarius, because Sagittarius, we kind of like. All over. Like wild child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we need somebody to be like, if you don't structure yourself, you know, a little bit of structure.
Yeah, but then it was too much structure. It was too much. And then I felt like the love was based on things. Like, you know, if I stayed in this type of light, you know, the love was okay. It was good. But then, like, if I wanted to go do some ratchet shit with my friends one day, which like, I'm not really ratchet. It's just like, you want to have a good time sometimes. And then it was like, the light that he looked at me in was different. When the trap dude accepted
who I was. They be judging girl a little bit. I had somebody judge me he was too nerdy though. He was too, I like a little nerd with an edge. That's my favorite word, nerd with an edge.
So on the flip side, if your dude, you know, y'all got a stable thing going on and he wants to go out and hit the strip joint with the homies. He wants to go to Cancun, go down to spring break or something like that and be a little ratchet. Would y'all be cool with that?
Of course.
I'll pack your bag
y'all
for you.
I'll say that shit.
I will pack your bag, son.
I don't mind because I need my alone
yes,
time.
Yes, we're cool.
And
Sagittarius,
if you
want to
be somewhere busting it open for a real, by all means, like, go
pack
ahead.
Your bag.
Just don't bring that to me.
Oh,
good time.
Lord.
Have a good time.
Lord, so y'all don't mind the nigga flossing on the gram down in
now, the gram is a different story. Yeah. I don't like all that gram shit.
Oh,
like,
now. Oh.
But that's me in this age. Like, back then, I ain't care. But, like, right now, ugh.
Man.
That's tough business
right. Keep
it
private.
There.
Like, when I do get a man, he's not going to be on the gram. I'm not going to be hugged up with him on the gram.
Why?
Because that's one thing I love to keep private. And that's like family and my relationship. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
That's
just me. Like, I'll chop his head off. I'll crop his head out the picture. And
damn.
Like,
damn.
So, is that like, so.
Let me tell you
what
why.
If he feel away?
Can I tell you why, though?
What if he feel away about you cropping him out of your picture?
Let me tell you why. It's not because I don't want to show him to the world. It's the fact that people be hating so much.
They do.
Yeah.
And they will try to get in his ear or something. Oh, I seen your man at the club. And that's when problems start. Like, when people see that you're happy,
they
try to start problems. So if you don't know who my man is, you can't cause no problems. Just say it.
I hear you.
But what if he like, you ain't claiming me, Layla? You ain't going to claim me?
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He better not sound like that.
Niggas, they want the world to know what's popping. Like, okay, this me. Right
they do.
Here.
You know especially when you popping. Like,
right.
If you popping, oh, yeah, ain't no hiding me. It's going to be a whole situation.
Dudes want to mark their territory. Yeah. So,
really, Tariq?
Yeah, dudes want to be like, oh, that's my lady right here.
I'm for real, Tariq.
That's my lady right here. How come, why you cropping a nigga?
Okay.
You did?
Why you got to make that face?
That's how niggas be sounding when they be upset. They be trying to hold it in. Why you putting bunny ears and shit on a nigga? Nobody recognize me. Shit. I'm a human.
A nigga better not let me put bunny ears on him. I swear to God.
Oh, and they do. When once they in love, baby, the bunny ears come out.
Oh hell no.
Man, so Bree, what else is happening out here?
Speaking of love, love and hip hop Juicy ass show, y'all. I don't know. Okay. So the juice that I want to talk about today is back to Lyrica and A1.
Yeah.
And Safari. Mr. Ray J. Jones. Ray J. Norwood has turned into he works for Law and Order all of a sudden.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Investigation, yes.
My man approaches Safari. He's having a civil conversation, but he wants to know, bro, just tell me what happened so I can know. You know, I want, because we boys, you know, we can't be out here doing that type of stuff to each other, you know. Just tell me what happened, bro. And, you know, Safari beat around the bush, you know, trying to say, oh, it, you know, it wasn't, I ain't even mean for it to happen. Said something like that. Beating around the bush. Yeah. So Ray J says, well, you know, she done already told us that it happened. So boom, boom, boom. He said, she told y'all?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then told on himself. Ah. Ray J tricked Safari into telling on himself.
Hilarious.
But Lyrica's denying it, though.
But did you see her mom was like, her mom even said something like, didn't you tell me that Safari was sending you crazy, inappropriate pics?
That's like, oh, dick damn. Pic.
Yeah, and Lyrica was like, mom. Like, why did you just say that on the air?
Damn.
So who's lying?
That's funny.
I don't think... Do you think a Safari would lie about that, though? Why? I feel like he won't... Because, you know, him and A1 are really good friends.
I know.
Right, that's really why you...
Him, Ray J, and...
And he was like, you know, that's my boy, you know, but what happened? You know, it shouldn't have happened, and...
That makes him... I love Safari, but that makes him look kind of crazy as far as, like, having friends, because now nobody is going to want you around their... Even though it takes two.
I really don't feel like Safari has real friends.
I feel like he's kind of a loner. He's kind of a loner.
Yeah.
But Cancers are kind of, like, they just like to stay to themselves anyway.
He's a Cancer?
So, yeah.
Oh, you
speaking of A1, why do they have A1's mom with them fucking wigs on looking crazy? My God, they cannot get that woman a decent wig on the show.
I don't think she wants a decent wig.
I don't think she wants one either. She's like, give me that one. Yep. Over there.
And the one that's on the Barbie doll. Smack that bitch right next to her.
Why y'all don't think she wanted to?
Because, like, your daughter-in-law, Lyrica don't have the best wigs herself, but her mom hair look better than hers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And Lyrica's mom got body for her old. She's an older sister. She got a little body. She looks very good for her age.
Yeah, you always look at them.
I always looking at them old chicks. So
you
I
think she look good for her age?
Lyrica's mom, yeah. Yeah.
She looks good for her body age. Body-wise?
You think she does?
I mean, look, no shade.
I think she looks good.
She look good for her. I don't know what her age is, but okay.
Body wise, her body still looks good for her age.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah. Okay. You know? I give her that.
You know, we can't judge her, you know, with young standards for a woman. She got to be like in her 50s, mid 50s, late 50s. So she's still holding on.
She got a pretty voice.
Yeah, she can sing. She's a very good singer. Very good singer.
I
know.
I can't stand
a backhanded compliment. You're shitting on the seasoned sister.
No, you know what? And I don't want to do that because they do that shit to me.
Yeah.
Older women be like, yo, little fast ass.
Wait a minute, Bri.
Lady.
Wait, you know what I got to talk about really quick? And I'm not trying to get this lady no shine, but I was kind of irritated at that video you sent me about that lady going off on you.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Tariq.
Who went off on you?
So she follows all of us. And one of my cousins found her page and she's like, there's nothing but ism shit and stuff about you on her page.
God damn.
But so she released a video, said, you mean girls with big titties. All you mean girls with big titties think this and the third. And then said Bree from Ism Radio, you just mean as hell. You got this bad energy about you. You think a man wanna be around that? You think somebody gonna wanna wife that?
And then she kept referring to what's
Chicago?
The guy, the little actor guy. You think somebody
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
You think Idris Elba looking motherfucker gonna want to come and wife you up? God, but
damn.
This is her energy though.
She went off on a.
She's talking about 30-minute how mean rant. I am a and rant. How much of an attitude that I have and how bad my aura is around
Big
me.
Big rant.
But she's delivering it
was
with
a ratchet rant.
So much aggression.
You should have seen it,
lady.
I was like, she needed to call in here and. Brittany to put her
is,
in her place.
Is this on YouTube or Instagram?
It was a Facebook rant,
right?
Yeah,
it's on Facebook, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, she went off. And I'm like, why is she going off on Brie like that? Brie sent that shit to me. I was like, what in the hell?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Send that to me. I want to see this.
Bitch. And then, like, she has the nerve to talk about anybody. Like, she looks like...
Well, she's
complete trash.
And it wasn't... you know, you can have your opinion about the way somebody look, but you can't have a PSA about somebody's attitude. And the energy you're giving off on this PSA is very negative. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, because you're trying to be positive, but then you're bashing her.
Yeah.
For 30 minutes.
Because the crazy thing is, she did have a good message. Like, a lot of black women do... come with the, oh, you can't do this, and questioning they man and where you going and all of that extra stuff.
Thank you.
Are you leaving, girl?
Fatima, say, well, get in front of the camera. Say what's up to Fatima. Fatima, come on, say hi to everybody. Come here, Fatima.
You know what's funny?
Yes.
Because she's an actress and never want to be in front of the camera.
That's Fatima right there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Bye, Fatima.
Bye.
Man.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's crazy. That's, but, you know, people talk shit all the time. I'll be ignoring their asses. Because they'll be listening the very next week. They talk shit and they'll listen the next week. So
You're doing something right. Because people go on a rant for 30 minutes about you, I told Bri, like, basically she wants to be you. Okay?
Yeah,
she has nothing going on in life to sit up and go on a 30-minute rant about you. Okay? So
well, wait till that crazy motherfucker see this damn lookbook.
Woo!
She's going to really be talking.
Oh, yeah. She going to read my ass.
What the hell is this shit? This ain't nothing but the devil. So she's gonna really go off when she's
some trifling hoes. Yeah. I knew she was trifling. She really ain't getting no man down showing all that scattered ass. Like,
Lord.
I still love you though, you know.
Man.
I don't want to see you do good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah, bless her heart. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Okay, did y'all hear about Mr. Eric Benet and what he said about rap artists?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yes, he basically said, rap artists, in your songs, if you're killing black people, degrading black women, abusing drugs, living a low life, you are not an artist. You are a black face for white supremacy.
You are being
used to help destroy your own people.
Wow.
Eric Benet.
Eric is getting woke with it.
So what you think about that?
Do you feel like that's the truth, or is just people speaking their experience?
Exactly.
And their
I was thinking that too.
Well, some of the stuff that's out now is just coonery.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Let's be real. A lot of this shit is some straight up coonery, and you know, he has a point to a certain degree. You know, a lot of people, you're not being rewarded to say anything deep or anything heavy. You know, it's just a bunch of mumble rap, codeine rap, drug raps right now. So, you know, he has a point on that.
I kind of feel like when you're early in the game, you can talk about your experience, get that album out the way.
Yeah.
Because you maybe that's what you know. And then when you glow up a little bit, you could talk about other things going on in your life that's
I'm like, but what
relevant.
Go on in rappers' lives when they glow up but money?
I mean, maybe
and
what about love? What about love? What about remember LL Cool J? LL Cool J used to rap about love.
You talking about old school. We talking about these new school. When they glow up, they go get
who's
a foreign hoe or a foreign woman.
I mean, you're right about that.
Yeah, and then more drugs and then more money.
What about a party song? Do, do, do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that Tiger song?
And he talking about bitches on that song. All fucking bitches and all of that stuff in that song, too.
Man.
It's just the way it's packaged, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to stop. They just speaking on their experience. But I do agree with what he said, though.
Yeah.
Do you change the face of rap?
I know that's a little bit hard.
Because what were the rappers rapping about back in the day, Tariq?
Love.
They would rap about partying.
That's what a lot of them would
rap about, and they would rap about like shit they would fantasize about. I got a mansion and a big old car, a mansion, a plane that'll take me far. These are all the break. It was.
Rappers have mansions and cars and 10 of them.
Right. So
it's
now
like,
it's like
I can put a bitch in this room, and another one in that crib.
I got six bitches in this room. You know. So now you're talking about what you got in the house and what you got on the boat. So and doing drugs in the house. I'm in my room smoking crack. That's right. I put a bitch on the back and I smoke my crack. I put bitches on it. So niggas don't know what to rap about no more. So you just rap about little regular shit you do.
Regular. They high though.
Yeah, niggas are high as shit.
That's the thing.
Man.
Prescription drugs.
Yes. Bree, what else is happening out here?
I'm gonna take meds. okay, and how hard do you stand for Queen Beyonce news?
Not too much.
Y'all don't, but
as a heterosexual man, not too much.
Okay. Mr. 18-year-old Zamarcus Devin Scott from Texarkana, Arkansas.
Zamarcus?
Arkansas. You hear me say Arkansas?
Wow.
Zamarcus.
I can already.
His name is Zamarcus Devon Scott.
I can see the flip flops on this nigga.
Arkansas.
Go great.
You said you could see
I can see the flip flops. I can envision flip flops on a nigga named Zamarcus. Go ahead.
That's so terrible.
My man tried to steal a plane off of the runway to go to the On the Run tour show.
Hilarious.
In Arkansas. He got caught because someone saw
him.
who knows?
What the fuck?
He was about to take his fucking chances if he came.
Damn.
He jumped the gate and he got caught in the pilot seat of a plane.
This moist nigga was about to get it popping.
Is it that? So you about to lose your life for Beyonce?
Some niggas out here who are just on a whole different level.
What would make him think he could fly?
What if he could fly the plane, though? Like,
and that's the sad thing. When you're in the entertainment business, you get fans like that that's on some other shit. Just remember, like, Chris Brown had motherfuckers up in his house. Remember that?
Yeah.
He came home as a crazy-ass bitch up there with his robe on, eating a Hot Pocket and shit.
Like, what the hell?
People be on some bullshit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, people do. And we not even, like, I don't feel like I'm that famous, but I've had some weird stuff happen to me, too. Yeah.
I mean, hell, just look. You got motherfuckers ranting on y'all now. Fuck y'all in them titties.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, people. Because you got big old titties.
Yeah. People are funny style. People are very, very funny style. They kind of want to get next to that. They kind of want to get next to the notoriety. So there's a lot of psychological things that goes into
very
that.
Much.
Mr. Scott was charged with two felonies, one including commercial burglary and attempting to steal property with a greater value of than $25,000.
How old was he? Was he like
18?
18. God damn.
18. Like, Beyonce is in your brain to that point that you want to
steal. He has something wrong with him. He's mentally, something's up with that.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
That's not even right.
Man. Like,
when do it end?
Shit. You know, so you got old crazy motherfuckers out there too. You know, just like that old chick talking about she was Janet Jackson's daughter. This chick was like 40 something years old.
And looked like she was.
And Janet is what, 53? Right. I'm like, Janet had you when she was 7, motherfucker. You know, so people are on some bullshit big time. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Okay, let's see if you guys, I thought this was pretty interesting. Do you guys want to know what makes Oprah get in the mood?
Oh, no, God. I do not.
Dead men?
No, I do
not. I actually like this part of Oprah. I love this.
What gets Oprah in the mood?
Oprah and Stedman, by the way. This is what gets both of them in the mood.
Well, I know what gets Stedman in the mood. That $1 billion.
Hard as hell.
Oh, that's we already know what got him in the mood. But what about Oprah?
He's so stupid. She says when she makes Stedman Black Eyed Peas and cornbread, then they are ready to get it on after that.
What type of weird
Black Eyed Peas and cornbread?
Down south.
I know, corn country shit is that.
Black Eyed Peas and cornbread?
That shit is good, though.
It is good, but like, how many times do you have to make like
I know.
Black Eyed Peas is usually like a special occasion
right.
meal.
Like New Year's, you make Black Eyed Peas.
Are they Stedman, having sex twice a year?
He puts a little piece of Cialis in that motherfucker. That's what's get him in the mood. He's like, wait, I gotta fuck with this paper, so I gotta get it popping. That's how you can hide Viagra in the damn Black Eyed Peas and can't see it.
Do you think he messed with her for his? Do you think it hasn't grown into like a legit, genuine love though?
Yeah, I mean, Stedman has been around there waiting on the bag for a minute. Oprah won't marry this nigga. He's put some skin in the game, so he's hanging in there.
You think he's on her will though?
You know,
because if he's stick around, where her money going?
I know.
Because she claims she don't have no family.
Yeah, she don't fuck with her. I never hear a thing about her mom. I know about her dad. She would show her dad, but she's never said nothing about really her mom.
I think she was taking care of her mom at some point, and then something happened, and I think she just stopped.
There's some kind of relationship she had with her mom that must have been real fucked up. Because, you know, her dad owns a barbershop somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, and she would show him on the show.
So they have a good relationship with her dad.
They have a cordial relationship, for what I understand. Mm. But knowing Oprah, she'll get the money to Gail and them damn dogs.
Yeah, I was about to say, Gail definitely in there.
Yeah, definitely.
I've heard her reference to Gail being
So y'all feel like, okay, so have y'all ever dated somebody where you like, I kind of like him, but you weren't like head over heels, but then the more time you spent with him, you're like, damn, I think I'm.
Yeah, some people will grow on you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it worth the chance of, or you're like, or you feel, like you're forcing it?
No, look, Oprah has $1 billion. All right? I'm fucking with Oprah. If I'm single, I'm shooting my shot.
That?
I'm knocking the brakes off that pussy. Do you understand me? I'll have them.
Tariq, I'm right with you. I'll go find something to knock the brakes off.
You
that.
Did. You know, Oprah got them crooked ass bunions
you
on
too?
Her feet.
You gonna get a dildo for Oprah? You gonna get a dildo for Oprah?
I sure would. And turn the lights right off.
Marcus, darling. It'll be just like that.
Y'all are crazy.
Man,
Oprah. You would too.
Yeah, you too, Layla.
That's with a 65-year-old man. You're going
to. I know. Oprah be pulling them braids from the back. You told Harpo to beat me. Oprah will get the dick nicks with the quickness. You dig? For that $1 billion.
I might think about it.
We will work something out.
She glows. Oprah glowing up though. Like,
okay. Hell yeah.
She looks a lot different from back in the day.
It's $1 billion, girl.
I know.
Do you understand if we had money, how fine we would be?
I was like, imagine.
If I had money, I would be so fucking fine.
You would.
I'd be way fine. I mean, I know I'm cute now.
Yeah. She's so fucking fine.
I'll be like real cute though. Like, I'm cute, but I'm like, I want to be real cute. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What would you do? I mean, you're fine now. What would you do?
Oh, thanks, Rick. Let's see. I would do, maybe if these things start, like, I don't know, going down, these little boobies, I might get a light boob job, maybe like some C cups.
Layla, come up in the club with a big triple D. Her titties be bigger than Breeze.
I might do that, and I would just like make sure I would get like the $3,000 weaves and stuff like that. You know, good skin regimens, $1,000 makeup,
$1,000
makeup.
Damn,
yeah.
Well,
all right,
hell,
okay,
yeah.
You
did nothing too major, just some titties and a wig.
Damn,
titties and a good wig. Shit.
Y'all watch that show? Is it Botch? It's one of those shows where Botch. Those. The people who come in, it'd be dudes going in there getting surgery. It'd be dudes going in there getting ass implants and shit. No. I'm like, God damn.
Ass, implant, chest, yeah. Calves.
I'm like, what the fuck?
There's not no black people doing it though.
Yeah,
right?
No. You don't see that usually.
We ain't got time for that.
Is there such thing as a dick implant?
Yes.
Is there?
Because I think, they shoot like a gel in it or something?
Oh my God.
No, I seen it online one day. I didn't know how real it was, but it was a dick implant. But I'm like, how is that working?
Oh, God. Man, yeah. That just sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah,
thinking
it sure
about
does.
That.
Yeah. It's not that serious, guys. Just take some Viagra, jeez.
Oh my God.
I heard that thing. Like, I heard when guys take Viagra, it like literally, it never goes down.
God damn.
But going down and making it bigger is two different things.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
So,
because my mama got a little 2-inch dick and it grows 3 inches. Your little 3-inch nub is just sticking up all day.
That is a hard pill to swallow. Man. I just can't imagine being a man with a small penis.
Have you ever been with a dude with a little bitty wee wee?
Yes. I heard that. My mama and grandma would say wee wee.
I know.
Oh, hell.
I can't call it a dick if it's a little like this. Wee wee.
I saw it and I backed out. I found a way to get out of it.
Oh, damn. Damn, you wouldn't even let him smash.
No. How did you back out of that?
Emergency, bitch.
What'd you say? Oh, shit.
No, yeah, let me go. I need to go to the restroom and tell my best friend to call me. Hey, call me. Tell me you ran into a building, some shit. I got to go.
Damn.
You got to get up out of that
jam. Do you think he knew?
He probably knows now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn, you just fucked up his little self-esteem, Bree.
No, why? But why would I... If I'm not,
I'm not gonna feel shit.
Maybe he knew how to work that little old dick.
I don't care if you know how to work. No, that's not. It's not. That wasn't for me. The Lord said it was not for me at that moment. I had to get out.
Did he do other things though?
I don't.
You didn't even get that far.
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Gotcha.
Hilarious.
Oh my God.
Now, Layla, what else is happening out here?
What is happening? Hold up. I wasn't even.
Hey, let me see.
Oh, did y'all hear about Oh, yeah, so somebody was looking for it.
That's the book right there.
I ain't gonna show y'all that.
I'm gonna show y'all just a little innocence.
That's the innocent.
That's a little innocent right there. Again, it's all of the book ain't this damn innocent. All right. All right. It's some provocative stuff on the inside. Ism Angels at Ism Radio.
I'm gonna sell mine on the street corner of La Brea and Washington, y'all. Meet me out there.
Lord.
I don't even know where that's at, but I'm coming too.
Man, it's by the damn jungle. Lord. So, Layla, what else is happening in the news?
No, I was just talking about 50 Cent. They were talking about him at the strip club. Did you hear about that?
What did 50? I saw 50 take some money back. Yeah. Why did he take his money back?
He said that's what he do. He went to the strip club, threw a whole gang of money, and picked that shit right up and walked out.
You, what you mean that's what he do? He said he do that all the time?
He said he has done, he said, yeah, he does that. And he was like, so well, what?
Because the story that I heard was that I come and get the shit popping, and then like all the other dudes start throwing money, so then
yeah,
I get to take my money back.
Right, that's what he does all the time. He goes and gets shit popping, like you said, and he takes his money back. He said he barely ever spends money in strip clubs. He just gets it started. He gets it started.
Yeah, damn, Indian giver?
I know. I'm like, let the women keep their little old trap
that
in money.
That was so tacky. Yeah.
I know.
That is kind of
like you hard up for money.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I know 50 not broke.
Was the champ telling the truth?
It is a little weird, but guys do follow other guys in strip clubs. Because if you ever been to
Atlanta,
a strip club, nothing's happened. As soon as somebody start making it rain, everybody, it's like a challenge. It's like, I'm gonna be done. I'm
especially in Atlanta.
Yeah,
especially in Atlanta.
That's why I saw that down in Atlanta.
Yeah. We didn't go to no strip clubs in Atlanta. We should.
We
went.
Didn't.
No.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
No, we did
How
not go.
How are we not gonna go to Atlanta?
And speaking of Atlanta, that episode is gonna be ready tomorrow.
Yes.
The Atlanta episode. Yes, that's gonna be ready.
It's coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's coming out tomorrow. My editor's sending it to me tonight. If all the edits are good, it'll be ready tomorrow.
Yeah, because people keep asking.
Yes.
Some travel. You're doing a lot. I see you on Hidden Colors 5 and shit.
Yeah,
I was like,
we're
what
filming
is
that. We're going to be filming some more of that tomorrow afternoon.
Who'd you have so far? I seen you have RZA.
We had RZA Ali.
Is that
not RZA Islam? I'm sorry.
RZA
when I said
Islam.
RZA, people thought it was RZA from the Wu-Tang. RZA Islam, brother from the Nation of Islam.
I'm glad you got him.
Yeah,
he's
have
dope.
A real good brother.
I like him.
Dame Dash is in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got Brother Kaba, who's in the the Hidden Colors series. There's a new brother named Kemet Shockley. He's a doctor and a scholar out of D.C. And we're still getting people in, so it's going to be real fly.
That's dope.
Yes,
nice.
Indeed. Bree, what else is happening out here?
Mr. Derrick Rose started a scholarship.
And that's it?
Trying to get to the news. Yeah. He started a scholarship program which seeks to give high school students the opportunity they need to make their dreams a reality. There will be one grand prize winner that can win up to $200,000. Two other winners will be able to win up to $20,000 each. And you can apply online at rollscholars.com. Boom.
There you go.
Jumps out the window with
Boom.
The school. Here come more celebrities with their scholar programs. Like,
yes. And let me give y'all the phone number. 818-850-5404. We'll take a couple of calls.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's see if we can get some of these calls popping. What's going on with this thing here? Now, Layla, what else is happening while we're waiting on these calls to pop off?
All right. Did you guys hear? I know you probably heard about this.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
All
Let's
right.
See. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
I got a, how you ladies doing?
Hi.
Tariq, what's going on?
I'm good, man. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is T. I'm calling from New York City.
There you go. What's on your mind, brother?
So I just got a quick question about the lookbook. Are there naked photos in the lookbook, or?
Did he just say naked?
Yeah, naked. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I mean, tastefully.
Well, it's kind of hard to say. It's
technically
no, because they got on body paint. All right.
Lord have mercy.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's why we're like we.
He said, "Lord have mercy."
They got body paint on. Okay, so technically they're not naked. You know, you don't see. It's body paint. They got body on some of the pictures. They got body paint. Now there's some shots of them busting it open a little bit, but you don't.
That was Bree's idea too. The body paint, but it came out gorgeous.
So can I?
Yeah.
Can I ask why not? Why don't they? Why don't you guys have those tastefully nude photos? Just, you know.
Well, what you mean? Why not?
We not Playboy bunnies.
Yeah.
We radio.
So you're not about that life then. I mean, we're in the business.
We could be about that life sometimes if we want
taste,
to.
Taste
like,
for us.
They don't
want to
bust
nude.
It open now. You know, just be all nude now.
We're not Playboy bunnies. We are, you know, radio personalities and personalities.
All right, I can feel that. So can I make a suggestion in case the lookbook takes off?
Yes, indeed. What's your suggestion, brother?
I'm thinking maybe part two, you know, have a little bit more tastefully done. You know, maybe some, you know, maybe get to know them a little bit better.
Through nude pictures?
Yeah, get to know them through nude pictures.
Through nude pictures? But we're not models. We're not nude models.
You should release some nude pictures, too.
Yeah, let's see your nude pictures. I want to see.
What's your Instagram, bruh?
Nah, I don't have social media. I'm
all right, nigga. Nigga. All right, brother. Thank you. Damn. But that shit's loud as hell. That's funny, my dude.
What
can
the
I
fuck?
Make a suggestion? Y'all need to be butt naked in all the pictures.
Like,
next time.
Why though?
Oh my God. But he did say something interesting that I was thinking. Like, if the book takes off, we should definitely do a part two.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
We can get a little more
crazy. With the part two, I'm going to take over all that and get, get the locations, and we're going to really make it pop off on a whole different level. I want to get, like, rent a leopard or some shit and have
swing.
Y'all over on a leopard. Just real. Some real fly
that'd
shit.
Be dumb. We could be we could be on a trapeze swing.
Yeah.
Wait, I ain't with that. Layla going too far now.
Random spoons idea.
I know, Layla with the random spoon.
I think it's gonna take off. I mean, it is amazing though.
Yeah, it looks
good. Because everybody's hitting us up about it.
Yeah.
We got them right here, me and Bree.
Yes.
We got them.
Yes, indeed. All right, it's about that time. We got to get out of here.
Damn, my album went by that fast.
Yeah.
Y'all suckers. Right? No time fly with y'all fools.
Man. So what y'all doing this weekend? What you doing this weekend, Layla?
But first of all, before we get out of here, I have to mention about this white supremacist rally. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
That's going on in D.C.
Saturday, right?
It's going on Saturday, and I heard that they were kind of... They had something in concrete where they were going to actually segregate the trains at first. But they, like, took that part out.
No, they weren't. They were going to bring those guys in. They weren't going to segregate the trains. They were just going to bring them in on a separate train.
Oh, right, a separate train.
Right,
they were going
and kind of protect them, which is what they're going to do.
Right.
Just like I tell people what these guys do. They're clicked in with the police.
Mm-hmm.
These white supremacist groups are in cahoots with the cops. So if y'all want to get at their ass, you got to get them before the police are protecting them.
Right.
Just like in L.A. In L.A., I always point out, the brothers got at them before they can get up there around police to be protected. The brothers were going around the neighborhood looking for them, and they got at their ass heavy.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about this T-shirt that y'all been telling me about. It's called the MUGA Movement. It's actually a counter to Make America Great Again, and it's basically Make Us Great Again, Make United States Great Again. And everybody should get a tee for the MUGA Movement. It's in defiance of racism, sexism, and social inequality for us, all different races of black people.
Yep.
Light skin, dark skin, we all together, we are one black people.
There you go.
So you guys go ahead and do that.
Cool. And Bree, what you got going on this weekend, dear?
I'm so scared of these pictures.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Lord.
Too. What's we going to do?
This weekend. Is it this weekend? No, I'm supposed to be shooting. Is it this weekend? I think it is.
What'd you shoot this weekend, Bree?
Let's talk about her. Can we talk about your pictures on Instagram?
Yeah,
why we got to talk about my pictures on Instagram?
Because I don't want to talk about them. I'm okay, have y'all seen her pictures on Instagram?
I saw Bree.
I'm trying to rebrand.
Kind of like, you know, wait, your Instagram is something else. Because somebody tagged me and was like, oh, when you tag Bree, she got a new name. And I looked at it.
A new handle. Yeah, I've changed it to my stage acting name.
Oh, what's that?
Bree Arie.
Arie.
What the hell is Aria?
That is my stage name. Do not
okay.
question.
Right.
Tariq Nasheed.
Tariq
Nasheed.
How do you spell Aria?
A-R-I-E-R.
Wait, okay, what made you think of that? Is that something you just, like, you always liked that name? Or
I've always liked Ari.
Yeah.
So, you know, just try to throw a little spin on
Wait,
it.
Wait, is it Ari Air? No, what is it?
Ari Air.
Ari Air. Okay.
Bree Ari
Air. Okay.
That has a nice ring to
that
it.
That is cute.
Yeah, and you needed a last name because we kept putting Bree every goddamn where.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Thank y'all for the... Oh, that's cute.
I see you, girl. I see you.
Thank you, guys. Just trying to, like, really brand. I've been, I recorded an episode on a web series that's supposed to be coming out soon.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so I've been auditioning more, just trying to brand a little better.
Yes.
That's good.
So
you out too.
I'm working. Yeah, we working.
I got to get y'all, like I said, when we start doing the reenactment scenes for Hidden Colors 5, I got to get y'all two asses in some of the reenactment scenes.
What am I gonna? What are we gonna
do? He's trying to make me a slave.
Are you?
No, because most of the... We're not gonna talk too much about slavery. We're gonna talk a little bit about it. We're going to talk more about African warriors and women warriors and stuff like that. So it's going to take place in, you know, the BC era. So y'all going to have to be, you know, African queen killers.
Oh, I would love to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm
I would love to be African queen. Are you crazy, Sammy?
Or an African warrior. You know,
like, I'll be African warrior queen. Yeah. You ain't saying that.
Layla, you little ass legs.
I know she little. I know them little bit ass legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can have her like a little pygmy. Yeah, like a little African pygmy.
I'm muscly. I'm gonna get in the gym, do my squats, and be ready. I'm gonna have my arms ready. I'm gonna have my braids. I should have me some like goddess braids or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, oh, let me know.
Way too ready.
I know.
I'm so ready.
I'm going tomorrow.
Yes. I won't wear a weave. I'll wear braids. How about that? Would that work better than a BC weave? That ain't gonna work. In BC, they didn't have no weaves.
No.
The hell they did.
They had wigs.
Yeah, they had wigs. Cleopatra? They had wigs. Yeah, they had wigs back then.
In BC?
Yeah, they had wigs. Oh, now, Layla, don't show up with like an Egyptian lace front and some shit. We see the glue. No, they didn't have all that now.
They had wigs. They got wigs.
Yeah. They definitely had wigs. They had wigs. All right. Man. But anyway, y'all, Layla, what's your Instagram?
It's Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, and Bri Aria, what's your Instagram?
My new Insta, guys, it's Bri.Aria. Find me on Instagram.
Cool. All right, guys. You guys be good. We'll talk to y'all next week. Holla.
Damn. We're popping.
Yes.